Peah, Paragimel, Mishneh Gimel. This Mishneh will distinguish between two forms of the same species of plant in terms of the fact that we look at them as two separate chiyuvim of Peah. The Mishneh says, Hamachalik bitzalim lachim lashuk. If somebody is machalik, and this term is being used to denote being tolesh, uprooting or plucking out of the ground, bitzalim, onions that are lachim, that are moist, and they were taking them to sell them in the shuk, to sell them in the marketplace. Mekayim yaveshim lagorin, but you leave other onions to become less moist, become more dry, and you're going to uproot them at the time of the gorin, at the time that all of the items are brought to the barn. So, no saying peah le'elu la'atzman or le'elu la'atzman. You give peah to each group separately. We look at them as almost as if they are two species, even though they're both the same type of onion, but since you are plucking one a little early and using it to sell it on a more random basis in the shuk, and the other ones you're keeping until they become fully ripe, so they looked at two different species regarding peah. V'chein ba'afunin, the same thing is true when it comes to beans. V'chein ba'kerem, the same thing is true when it comes to a vineyard, to grapes. The Mishnah now discusses a case where one does a form of pruning, except pruning is where you cut off branches of a particular of a tree in order to, for the betterment of the tree. Here, you're thinning out a vineyard in order to allow the rest of the vines to grow better, so you're removing some of the vines. So hamedel, if somebody thins out some of the vines, notes and others remain. So the ones that he thins out, he basically has harvested them early because the grapes that are on those vines will be able to be utilized or sold earlier. So, and then he keeps the other ones for later till they become fully ripe. So no sein min hamashor amashashir. In this instance, you are only going to take peah from that which remains behind, upon that which remains behind. In other words, what was thinned out earlier is not chayav in peah at all. You're only going to take peah from what's left behind, and it will only be peah for that which was left behind. What was taken earlier does not have an obligation of peah. The reason that what was thinned out initially is not obligated in peah is because the purpose for which you did it was in order for the betterment of those that remain. It's not considered to be a katsira, a harvesting, and the Torah demands harvesting, a katsira, for the chiyuv of peah. However, v'hamachlik me'achas yad, if instead of thinning out the vineyard in various places, you or tolesh, you uproot the vineyard all in one spot. The word machlik in generally means to make it smooth, to make that whole area smooth. So you've not thinned out it in general. You've taken out in one place. So then no sin min hamashur ala kol. You will take peah from what remains behind and stays in the ground. However, when you take that peah, it has to be a shear for the entire vineyard, even that which you took out initially. And the reason is because that already has the status of a katsira, of a harvesting, because since you took them all together from one spot, it's clear that you aren't merely taking these vines out in order to prune or make or for the betterment of that which remains behind, but rather you're harvesting them as a group. And therefore, since it is considered a katsira, it is also chayav and peah.